This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, Vernon, how are you? And a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you, Phil.
And how is the Christmas shopping going?
Well, I'll tell you, we've got just about all of it done. I do all the Christmas shopping in our home. And
what's your wife do?
Well, she stays home and she decorates. But I go out, I get the presents because I enjoy it.
You do?
Yes, I do. I enjoy it.
You know, I can't stand Christmas shopping. I like everybody else because of the... How do you enjoy it? How do you make it enjoyable?
Well, I've got no problem with Christmas shopping. I take it easy. I start early. I don't put pressure on myself to rush. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. I get back to my car. I was over today at the Jan's Mall in Thousand Oaks. And I got back to my car, and there's always somebody waiting for the space. It just never fails. As soon as I get back to my car, there's somebody sitting there with their blinker on waiting for me to get into my car. And as soon as I approach it, they think I'm leaving. So they're going to turn into my parking space. Well, it's my parking space. I parked my car in it, and I'm going to leave it there whenever I feel like it. A lot of people will sit there and hope that you get into the car, and I don't do it. It helps me relax. It helps me unwind.
Are you prepared to leave?
I was prepared to leave until I saw someone parked there. And then I say to myself, I'm not going to be pushed. I'm not going to be bullied. This is exactly what we're fighting in Iraq right now. This is exactly what we're fighting with these guys like Trent Lott who want to bully all kinds of people. I don't let anybody bully me. And that's how I survive Christmas shopping. So if I come back to my car, just so I can be clear...
If you go back to your car after you've been Christmas shopping and there's somebody sitting there waiting for your parking space, you will not get in your car and leave. You'll turn around and go back in the store?
I will turn around and go back in the store and get some coffee. Or what I do is I will walk over to the guy and I'll generally tap on the window. He'll roll it down and I'll say, yeah. And this is what happened today. I tapped and he said, yeah. And I said, are you waiting for my parking space? And he said, yes, I am. Are you leaving? And I said, not now, I'm not. And he said, I don't understand. And I said, I don't like guys like you sitting there assuming. And this is what kills people, Phil. Remember what the teachers told us when we were kids. You assume you make an ass out of you and me. If you break that word down, you have A-S-S.
Yeah, I know. The A-S-S, you and me. I know. So that guy assumed you were leaving.
And that was his first mistake. His second mistake is then asking me if I'm going to leave again. That also angers me. But the way I relax and the way I unwind is I say, well, you know what, I'm not leaving now, and I'll go back and get myself a cup of coffee. I would suggest to anybody who has a difficult time this time of year Christmas shopping, and we're getting down to it, Phil.
Well, tomorrow is Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Am I right? It's Tuesday, Christmas Eve. It's going to be nuts.
You better believe it's going to be nuts. And the best thing to do is get up early, get over there. Don't let anybody bully you out of your parking space. And if you see somebody sitting there waiting for the parking space, then you tell them, that's your first mistake. Now I'm not leaving. I stand my ground. Nobody pushes me around. And no one makes a move until I make a move. When Jesus was born, Phil...
I understand.
No, but you don't understand. When Jesus was born, the message was clear. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men. So why is this guy bothering me for my parking spot? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, it makes a little bit of sense. I just don't know. It seems like you're antagonizing him.
I'm sorry?
It seems like you're antagonizing him.
No, I'm making the statement. I parked here. You didn't. What are you doing with your blinker on, making, pissing me off? Okay? So
it makes you angry.
It makes me angry for someone to assume that because I'm putting a package in a car, all of a sudden, that's their spot. And nothing will get me to shut my door, lock my car again, and have me go in and get a coffee from the Panda Express kiosk than some son of a you-know-what sitting there with his blinker on. That's how I get through it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Vernon Dozier. He's a football coach and a teacher, and we're talking about Christmas shopping. And the season, when somebody is sitting there with their blinker on, waiting for you to move your car, do you move, or do you do what he does, which is you decide you're not going to move?
Right.
Why do you see this as a challenge?
I think it's a good question, Phil, and the way that I would answer that is this. There isn't a human being out there that shops at Christmas that doesn't know parking spots are valuable. There isn't one human being shopping right now that doesn't know that a parking spot is valuable, and yet they'll still assume they have proprietary rights over one. And that's what angers me more than anything else. So what I like to do is take a look at people thinking they're going to get my parking space. And I'll sit there all day, and I'll watch them come up, the blinker is on, and I'll look at them and go, yeah, you got a problem or something? And they'll, well, we're waiting for your parking space. Not mine, you're not, because I'm not leaving.
What are you doing?
I could be leaning against my car drinking a cup of coffee. I could be having a cigarette. I could be reading a newspaper.
All right, I just want to understand. You're leaning against your car, reading a newspaper, smoking a cigarette, and when people pull up thinking you're leaving, you look at them and do what?
I look at them and I go, somebody down here got a problem, and they say,
Why do you say a problem?
Because I know what they're making assumptions about something that's mine. Now, I earned that spot. I got in there early, I claimed, but I won't bend to these crazy asses and lazy ass who want to ride on my coattails and take my spot. Everybody wants to ride on your coattails.
All right, Vernon, 1-800-449-8686. You want these people to be ticketed, don't you?
I think it is a traffic hazard, Phil, and this is the thing that I wrote to Assemblyman Dickens. It is a traffic hazard, and it's a violation of my rights to have somebody sitting there putting pressure on me to get in my car and leave so they can have my space. And I respectfully request that someone like this get a ticket. I think it is an insult. I think it's rude for them to be sitting there thinking they get my space. That's my parking space. You can take your car, put it in drive, move your ass to another place. Because I'll tell you, one of the things that relaxes me when I shop and get back to the car is sometimes I get in my car, I'll start the engine, I'll put it in reverse so the white backup lights come on. And so they think that I'm leaving. And all the while I just stop the car and I smoke a cigarette, I drink a cup of coffee, and then I stop the car and I get out and shop some more.
So you're making people think you're backing out.
That's right. It's a way for me to unwind.
But that's purpose. Now you see, people have the right to make that assumption.
I don't understand why.
Wait a minute. You get in your car, you put it in reverse so the white backup lights come on, then you smoke a cig, drink some coffee, then stop it, and go back in and shop some more.
Yes, I do. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll back it out a little bit, then I'll move it forward. Then I'll just back it right, then I'll move it forward again. But Jerry, it is my right. I mean, in all seriousness.
Well, you're antagonizing people.
How?
How? You back it up a little bit, then you move it forward.
That's right.
And then you back it up some, and then you move it forward.
That's exactly right. That's my space.
Why do you antagonize?
Why do they assume they get that space? Why do they sit there thinking that's theirs? I got up early. They could have gotten up early. I got up early to do Christmas shopping. That's mine. And what happens is... Let me explain something to you. These lazy sons of bitches who get over to the mall at 10:30, and I was there at 8, and I got my parking space, and I got into the car, I got out of the car, and I shopped, and I come back with packages, and I see some sorry son of a bitch waiting for my spot. That's when I say, okay, watch this. I get in my car, back it out a little, move it in, back it out a little. Until my front tire gets approximately 5 inches from the end of the parking lot, that spot is mine, no matter how many times I back up.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Mark on the Phil Hendry Show. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I got to say, this guy is just a total jerk. These people aren't talking to you, telling you to get out of there, your spot. He's telling the other people who are also waiting in line patiently for the next spot that the next one is theirs, the one that you're trying to... You know, act like you're gonna pull out of.
What are you talking about?
It has nothing to do with you. You're just like an egomaniac.
Wait. What are you talking about?
A power trip.
What are you talking about? I have that parking spot, and people are antagonizing me, sitting there with the blinker on.
You're taking this way too personal. The whole world doesn't revolve around you.
No, it doesn't.
The people are sitting in line waiting for the next available parking spot. Simple as that. And they turn the blinker on. They're letting the people who are in behind them know that they are going to be the next one to pull in. That's all it is. It's not telling you to get out.
Huh?
It's letting the other people to know that they're going to be next.
I don't get it. What did he say? Are you trying to tell?
He's saying that there's not only people, one person waiting for your slot, there's people behind them that want to find other slots.
These people are too GD lazy to find their own spot. Now, what I do is I say to them, get lost. And they still think that it's their spot. See what I'm saying?
Well, what about this thing where you put the in reverse and you back out?
Well, let me tell you something. If you're dumb enough to assume that I'm leaving my slot, then you deserve it. See what I'm saying?
This is public parking, you know? It's like for everybody who needs to shop there. Those park spaces are there for people who want to shop, you know? Why don't you share a little bit, you know?
You're talking about
Jesus and this and all that stuff like that. He's talking about sharing.
Jesus.
Try sharing with somebody.
If you use a spot
to park there to go shopping, done shopping, why don't you leave?
What's the
point of being there?
Trying to hold on to a spot,
you know, trying to claim some territory like some animal and stuff.
Wait, hold on.
It's just a parking spot, man. Get over it.
I'm over it. I'm the public. How come I got to... See what I'm saying? It's the principle of the thing.
I think your principle of the thing is that you got something, you're going to hold on to it and scare everybody else. You're just on some little ego trip.
No, not an ego trip.
Yeah, it's an ego trip. I could... Claim this parker spot. No one's going to take it from me. That, of course, it is. You know?
Well, wait a minute. Wait. What have I said that makes you think I'm on an ego trip?
Because you try to claim this parker spot as your own, mine. You know, why don't you piss on it? Claim it as your own. This is ridiculous.
You know something, son? Last year I urinated on a parking spot to prove these lazy asses that this is my spot. One time I backed out.
You're absolutely crazy.
You know something? One time I backed out. I turned my car around and I backed into the spot. All the same time, some soccer mom is waiting for it. Now you should have seen this.
Wait a minute. You got a woman waiting for your slot.
I pulled out, and then I turned around and backed in.
So you wasted her time.
I'm not wasting her time. I decided I wanted to back in.
You know full well the woman assumed that you were getting out.
So what if I did?
Do you think of anybody but yourself?
Sir, I am shopping for Christmas for my grandson, my granddaughter, my wife, my daughter, and my son.
All you can think about is you and your parking spot. No one's going to take my parking spot.
Nobody out there that isn't thinking anything different. When it comes to Christmas shopping, there's one thing you got to have, and that's called a parking spot.
People want to get in there, get the shopping, and get the hell out of there.
People
want to stay there and stick a claim, kind of flag and stuff, you know?
Hey.
People want to get in, get out, get their stuff done, spend time with their family.
So far
and
I've
not
heard...
antagonize everybody who may be coming close to you.
I think during the Christmas season, you need to find your own space. Don't keep standing there waiting for me.
You don't own it. The guy just said... It's not a territorial thing. For you to put the white backup lights on, back out a little bit, then move forward, back out a little bit, move forward, and then turn the engine off and go and get coffee, what is the purpose of that?
It's to send a clear signal that you got to stay clear of my partner.
You're a prick.
That's what the signal is.
You back out, then you pull back in. That's the first people thing I'm thinking. You know, it's like, this guy's a jerk. What the hell is he doing? Is he crazy? You know, that's when I got my shopping done. That's what people are thinking, not like, this is fine.
They can think it all.
I'm going to take off and find another one.
You know what? They can think all they want. The minute they open their mouth and say that to me, that's when the parking lot stay on for good. So.
All right. Thank you, Mark, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Why are you doing that?
Why am I doing what?
Why are you backing out, pulling in, pulling out? Why are you making this statement with your parking spot?
Because, Mr. Henry... Down through the years, impatient drivers with their blinkers on, waiting for those of us who have packages in our hands to get into our car, back our car out, and leave, have caused us great anxiety. They force us to rush. They force us to rush to get our kids into the car. They force us to rush to get our packages into the car. They make it very uncomfortable, and they sit there with their blinker on, their elbow out the window, and I've seen their faces. I can see them going, you know, the whole impatient thing. And I finally have taken a stand to say, you know what, you can pound it straight up there sideways until blood comes out. Because I am going to park here, and I'm going to stay here, and if you don't like it, find another space.
God.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier, high school football coach, teacher. He feels that it is the height of rudeness to sit there with your blinker on, waiting for someone to rush to get into their car, back out, and leave. He says that he and other people should just take their time getting into their car and make a statement to the guy waiting that he's going to have to just wait. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. In fact, he's taken it to the point where he likes to screw with people. back it out a little bit, pull it in, back it out, or in the case of Mr. Dozier's most latest statement, pulls out, turns around, and then backs in, just to make people think he's leaving. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next life. Show 1-800-449-8686.
I'm picking up my dogs. So we're gonna do some hunting this weekend.
Where are you at?
I'm at a kennel and a part owner in. Yes, sir.
We're with Vernon Dozier about parking spots this holiday season. He's out Christmas shopping. He will not leave his parking spot if he sees somebody with their blinker on waiting to get into it. He thinks it's territorial. He thinks they're putting pressure on him. He thinks that it's his right to stay in that slot. And I think that there is something in a lot of ways very profoundly traumatic about it. You know, like something happened to you as a kid. You know,
no, nothing happened to me as a kid. I will tell you this, though, Mr. Henry, as long as you want to go down that route.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people have said this sounds selfish.
Now, let me finish. When you're a young man in high school and you are dating young ladies, you meet these girls, and I met a lot of these girls who are what we called, and please forgive my language, they're called dick teases.
Don't say that again. Say, just call them teases.
All right, they're teases. Now they grew up. Now they married some guy. Now they're called soccer moms. And guess what? The shoe's on the other foot. The shoe's on the other foot. I would take them out, and I would, you know, try to be nice, and they'd tease me. You know, and you go home and you're, oh boy, you know, you're ready to burst. Well, now I'm all grown up and here come the teases. Guess what I get to do?
What are you teasing them?
I get to tease them. And they can kiss my ass on Main Street. So when I see a soccer mom pull up.
So this is more for women.
You better believe it.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Steve on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi. You know, this guy can do whatever he wants in his parking, in the parking spot that belongs to the public, but that's not what concerns me. If what I understand is that this guy is a coach for high school students, is that correct?
I coach high school football, yes, sir.
You coach high school football. So, you know, teachers and coaches, anybody involved with young children, and they're supposed to be leaders in the community. This guy said something like, you can shove it so far up and sideways until the blood comes out. This is the kind of guy that I want teaching my children.
I'm going to assume you're being facetious. Is that right?
No, I'm not being facetious at all.
Oh, you want me teaching
soccer
you?
Moms?
Thank you.
I mean, give me a break.
Let me explain something.
To this guy?
I told you, these women, they tease you and tease you. Are you straight?
I'm sorry?
Are you straight?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you know these women in high school will tease the hell out of you till you just want to, you got to tie your pants shut. Now, guess what? They want my parking space. They're going to have to get down their hands and knees for it.
Well, what is that? What is that supposed to mean?
I think you know what it means. Any one of these soccer moms wants my parking spot during Christmas season. Guess what? I'll whip out a pair of knee pads and right there on the garage floor, because that's how strongly I feel about it.
You know, I hope some of these soccer moms that have children in your high school football team are listening and just get back to the school
right.
You teach at.
1-800-449-8686. You're talking about a woman perform.
You better believe it.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Whitney Houston's dealer. one 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hi, I'm Johnny Depp. I listen to The Phil Hendry Show, celebrity voice impersonated. This is The Phil Hendry Show. This is the program where I do the voice of the guests as well as my own voice, and people who call in, they think they're real people. Don't know how to explain that any other way. I don't know if it's a sufficient explanation, but that's what this program does. And as a result of that, it does something that no other radio show in the history of radio does. It, you know, we do this kind of really weird radio theater that is, let's see, how's it been described? Neither fish nor fowl. This is the first radio show to come along, really, that demands its own format. If you're really thinking about it, if there's any programmer out there that can really form, you know, visualize that, we need our own format. Bob Green was with us yesterday. Mr. Green is the owner of Fraser Foods, and that is in Mercado, California. And he was voted California Christmas Business Leader of the Year. Why? Because he has old-fashioned values, old-fashioned ethics. He does what he wants.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
The other day, she says to me she wants to bring this Michael over.
Take two.
I'm in charge of my family. My daughter came home the other day. She says to me she wants to bring this Michael over to the house. I said, okay, we'd love to meet him. She said, Daddy, he is, and what's the, for they use the word African-American. I said, forget it.
You didn't.
Yes, I did. And I got no prejudice. I got no prejudice. But my daughter is not going to mix with blacks. Now, am I afraid to say that?
That shows how shallow you are, how shallow of a human being you are.
Because you know what? I tell my daughter, she don't mix with blacks. I tell my daughter. And I have black friends, and I have black business partners. Good old-fashioned American values. My daughter don't mix with spades. And
Sir, I don't want any of those pejoratives on my show. Do you understand me?
What?
I don't want the word spade on my show.
See, I mean,
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, you won.
Now wait a minute. How can you be sorry because you park in handicapped spots and you tell your wife what to do? And if, I mean, you must get beat up a lot in your house. I gotta say that.
I don't get beat up. I'm not putting newspapers down on the floor so she can bring some monkey home.
Sir, I'm going to tell you one more time, and I'm shocked and I'm amazed that the city of Mercado, California would give a Christmas Business Leader Award to a man who refers to black people as monkeys.
But you see, Mr. Henry, you are tied to political correctness.
Sometimes political correctness is a good thing. Sometimes it's a necessary thing. It maintains our tether to civilization.
I believe in traditional American values.
Let the traditional American values, it says a guy drinks at a different water fountain, says that Indians are on a reservation, you can kill a Native American child.
Oh, Jesus, are you getting, you're really getting dramatic, aren't you? Look, I do what I want in my family.
Good for you.
And you know what? I really
are
feel
you still,
sorry
this guy
your,
still here?
I feel sorry for your kids because, I mean, they're being raised by hypocrites. You take...
I'm
you
not can, a hypocrite.
You're a dictator.
No,
you're a dictator.
My favorites, my friends are black, my workers are black. But my son, I'm going to tell you, you think I'm a dictator? Listen to this. My son is gay. My son lives in the San Francisco Bay Area. He says to me, Dad, I'm getting married. I said, good God, what does that mean? He married another guy.
So what?
Then he says to me he wants to come down for Christmas with this guy and sleep in the same bed. In the same, I said, forget it. No gays, no gays, no gays.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
That's like Danny Aiello in Do the Right Thing. No music, no music, no music. 1-800-449-8686. Why do I give the phone number out? We never take any calls. I give the phone number out. Sometimes we take calls. Most of the time we don't. But you know what? It's a couple of days, 3 days, 6 days before Christmas, and maybe we'll just relent briefly. But first, a word about the Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2002 CD. If you're watching during our webcast right now, I'm holding it up, and you can see the cover. Also on the back, you can see me hitchhiking with a sign that says NBC or Bust. This can be yours for the price of $20. And here's what's beautiful about this CD. It's a double CD. That means two. That means dos. Check it out. Two CDs for the price of one. The Phil Hendry Show's double CD set with some of the greatest material ever known to the world of man or monkey. I'm not putting newspaper down so some monkey can walk across. And you will be enthralled with the material on here. It's all there for you this Christmas season. Call this number, 877-616-7445. That's 877-616-7445 for the best of the Phil Henry Show 2002 CD.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we got to Bob Heverly is going to be up with the Bob Heverly Show. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. But before we talk to Bob, we wanted to talk to people who are watching us on our webcast today. And we are doing a webcast, and this is our second annual Christmas webcast. So you can see a couple of the things we do, how we do our voices, how we do different characters and the things like that. I don't know. And, you know, just talk and see what the technology is like. Are you watching the feed? And all of those things. So let's talk to the people who are watching our webcast feed right now. You're probably asking at home, well, how do you know these people were watching? We sent out a coded message that only people who are watching the webcast could pick up. Here is Shaney. Shaney?
Yes, Phil.
How are you?
Oh, I am so excited to just be speaking to you.
Really?
It's an honor. It is an honor.
Where are you now? Where are you listening to us from today?
My daughters and I are watching you in my living room. We have it blown up on the computer. We've got it full screen.
Wow.
And we're watching from across the room, so the picture doesn't look too pixelated. It looks much better than last year.
Blown up on the full screen.
Yes.
Now, how big would you say that? Is it a big 64-inch TV or what?
No, I wish.
Yeah.
I've got a 19-inch monitor.
Oh, that, well, you know, the picture on the computer is actually very small. So even looking at it on the on your computer, it is very pixelated. But is it clearer than last year?
Much.
Did you watch our show prep?
Yes, I did.
Was it interesting at all? I mean, I don't know.
It was, you know, the dynamics between, you know, you and Janice and,
yeah.
and Chris. And
yeah.
I watched you order Quiznos. I
yeah.
was so jealous.
Yeah.
But
what else did I do? Did you see us talk to Michael Reagan?
I saw you eat Mike's nuts.
No. That's not Mike's nuts. I was eating Bob's nuts.
Bob's nuts.
I had Bob's nuts in my mouth.
You had Bob's. Oh, see, now
right.
Mike walked in and he screwed me up.
Yeah.
Okay. No, Mike, Bob's nuts.
Yeah, Michael Reagan walked in. I thought Dr. Laura would walk in today, but she's got bigger fish to fry.
So I've heard.
Did you hear?
I did.
It's been all over town.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we also we ordered Quiznos. What else did we do? I went and got myself an iced tea.
You
did you hear me cursing and swearing and getting frustrated with the material we were prepping?
Oh, I thought that was fabulous. I really did. I said, oh, he dropped another F-bomb. Wonder if he'll do that on the air.
I get really upset when we're not moving along. And
I
you can see how
good.
Is Janice an attractive young lady?
She's gorgeous.
Isn't she pretty?
She is.
For a young woman from Canada who wears, you know, cowboy boots and rides the rodeo, she's pretty cool.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
And you two work together wonderfully.
Yeah, well, she puts up with my crap. Big time. Are you going anywhere for Christmas?
I think it's going to be at home, probably listening to you.
It's going to be raining. It's going to be raining here in Los Angeles, and it was snowing in Oakland. So who knows? Maybe we'll get some snow, actually, in Southern California. Thank you very much, Shaney.
Thank you, Phil.
Best to your family.
Best to you, too.
Okay, bye-bye. How about that, huh? She's actually sitting in West Los Angeles. Here's somebody in Chicago. Hello, Jeff.
Phil, the man who loves to hear himself talk. Truly.
That's it. Truly, truly.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I wanted to comment on the webcast. It's beautiful. It's absolutely wonderful.
Well, and seriously, we are looking to see if there's any problems with the technology. Is the picture good?
The picture is good.
Yeah.
And the way it pans around and goes up and down, it's really nice to see what's going on around everybody. You know what I mean?
2 feet up, 2 feet down.
Yeah, there you go.
It's beautiful.
Hey, what were you eating out of the red bag
today? I was eating, they're called Bob's Nuts. He's an actor in Los Angeles who makes these nuts that are, what are they, Janice? They're almonds that are cooked in butter, right? They're just, I can't even tell you how good they are. They're salted and buttery and they're almonds and they're just like better than anything you've ever had. So I couldn't keep them away from me. And I finally said, you know, get these out of here before I just eat the whole bag.
Yeah, you guys were putting them down. I got to give you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he sends us these nuts every year.
Nice. Can I send you an idea for Lloyd Bonafide, a story?
Go ahead. We'll lay it on me right now.
Pardon?
Lay it on me right now. Or do you want to write it up and send it in?
Yeah, I'd like to send them, but it involves
okay.
a Korean veterans highway type story. But I'll send
That's
it
cool.
In.
You send it to phs@philhenryshow.com.
All right, man.
Thanks very much, Jeff, in
you
Chicago.
You got to take
All
care.
Right,
Get some other guys to plug the show. It's great.
Thanks, brother. So that's Chicago. As we heard from L.A., Chicago. Here is, hold on for a minute. Here is Wichita. Aaron?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good, man. How are you looking at the webcast?
Yeah, I'm a church janitor, and I'm sitting at my church right now.
I'm a church janitor. That's solid.
Yeah.
And so the janitor has his own PC.
Well, yeah, I'm up in the office where the ladies work, but they're gone home.
So you went up and you snuck up there and you logged on, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't watch this when everybody's around. Probably.
Which one of these ladies took out a backstage pass?
I did that on their computer.
Perfect.
I hope they never find it.
Good for you, man. You having a good holiday?
Oh, so far.
So hey,
you're looking really good on there.
What do you think of the whole view of me doing the show?
I'm looking around the whole time. I know you're watching TV.
I'm watching Fox News up here. We keep it on a lot. And the whole way that we do characters.
Yeah.
We want to give people a little look at how we do that end of the show as well.
Yeah. I'm glad to finally figure out how you do it.
Really? So what did you think I was doing?
I thought you had a whole crew.
I had a bunch of actors doing it?
Yeah, I always thought that.
Dude, it's just me.
I know. I
made you
even,
drop your broom, huh?
I'm shocked, man. Yeah, I dropped my mop all over the
place. The cat dropped his mop all over the place. Hey, listen, man, I appreciate you very much calling, and I won't give away what church you're at.
Okay, good.
The guy snuck up to the office, and he took out a Phil Henry backstage pass in the church office.
I know. I'm bad.
Not a problem at all, okay? But say hello to Mr. Lott, and I'm going to... Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Thanks a lot, bye-bye, man.
Here's somebody sitting at UPN today. Chris at UPN. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, doing good.
You're at UPN in Los Angeles over here on Wilshire?
On Wilshire, yeah.
On Wilshire, yeah. What are you guys doing?
We're your number one fan. We have Friday at Phil's.
That's so thank you.
We get our bucket of beers, and this week it's Beck.
What are you guys doing? What department are you guys working at UPN?
From IS to marketing to, everything else.
We get a bucket of beer and listen to Phil.
Yeah, that's every Friday. That's what we get. We hide our bucket of beer. We get it chilled, and then at 4 o'clock, we all congregate over there. And probably by 6, we're bombed.
Are you looking at the webcast?
Yeah, but we just dropped you for a while. It was off.
Oh, you know what happened was from the time we were we stopped our show prep to the time we got on the air, the guys from Be Here Productions took the camera out of there and moved it into the studio. So there was about a 20-minute gap.
We thought that when you said you were going to keep them or lose them, that they got mad and took their equipment and went home.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. I'll tell you what did happen, though, is we were talking about transsexuals in the office, and I did get a card from my friend Fran Bennett, who used to be Frank Bennett, and we actually had a voicemail from Fran, and I played a little bit of it, but I didn't want to play the whole thing because I didn't want to, compromise anybody's... Did you hear any of that?
No.
It was really funny. Imagine a guy trying to sound like a woman. Well, like me, Like, suppose you had a sex change, Brian, or Chris. Suppose you had a sex change. Go ahead. Sound like a chick.
Well, Phil, I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be so. That would be sick. You sound like a moose. Chris had a sex change. How you doing, Chris?
Well, hi, everything's just fine.
Anyway, I'm very happy to have the guys at UPN listening today. Thank you.
Hey, well, you're a number one fan.
Thanks, brother.
All right.
See you later. Bye. They're watching the webcast today. Can they still get the webcast? Can they still log on to get the backstage pass? I think so. Go to philhenryshow.com, buy a backstage pass, and you can see the rest of our webcast. We'll be on until 7 o'clock Pacific, The Phil Henry Show. And here's Kansas City now. This is Brian in Kansas City. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Phil. Love your show.
Thanks very much for calling.
Excellent. You need to come out this direction.
I think we were on in KC for a while, and then we said booger on the air, and they dropped us.
Yeah,
so
I don't think they can handle it out here in the Midwest.
I think they can. I think that station we were on couldn't. I think the Kansas City folks can do just fine. I want to go to Kansas City sometime in the next couple, 3 weeks, because Maria and I are writing a television show based on gated communities, right? Mm-hmm. And along with a great guy named Peter Tolan. We want to find the most representative American city.
Oh, come here. I'll show you around.
Kansas City's got to be it. Yeah.
I'll take you out to eat. We got good restaurants here.
You got gated communities there?
We got a few. I lived in an apartment complex a couple years ago that was a gated community.
Yeah?
Oh, it sucked.
All right, very good. What are you doing for a living, man?
I work in retail. I'm a manager for a national retailer.
Where are you watching? In the office today?
No, I have to work overnight tonight, so... I remember that you guys had the webcast on catch you guys before I go into work.
Oh, you're watching me at home.
But I am ready for the Christmas season to be done with.
Me too. You're the manager of a retail outlet, which is what? Like, what is it? Toys R Us or?
Kmart.
Oh, dude. what is that like? Where do you begin to clean the slop and the vomit and the puke and the boxes and everything? How do you clean it all up?
True story.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, right when you come in the store, you got the service desk and you got the cosmetics department. Somebody took a dump right in the cosmetics department. Believe that? They must have lifted up a skirt.
I don't believe that.
And she crapped all
it must
over.
Have, how do you know it was a grown-up? Maybe it was a baby.
No, it was a person.
That's great. Only in America. No, actually, only in the Philippines, Mexico, China, and America.
Every other day, I'm cleaning it up in the fitting rooms. You know, I work in one of the rougher stores here in Kansas City, and
yeah.
I have stories that I could write a book on.
You should. You should call it Retail at Kmart. Stories from the Ghetto. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Yesterday, Craig was telling me, growing up in the Philippines, Craig said, you know, the great thing about growing up in the Philippines, you can just whip it out and take a leak anywhere you want it because they don't care. And I said, yeah, that's really great. He goes, no, really. I mean, it's, what's bad about it? I said, well, how about, let's start with tetanus, malaria, every disease known to man. You know, when you think about it, it's this, America is an aberration. The rest of the world just whips it out and pees everywhere. America actually goes behind a door. Well, we're talking about our webcast. We're talking to people who are watching the webcast. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We've talked to Kansas City, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Wichita. And now here is Idaho. Brandon?
Yeah.
How are you?
Phil?
Good to talk to you.
You are one crazy cat, buddy.
Whatever. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. But I'll tell you what, out here in Idaho, we just whip it out and go, too.
Yeah. Well, Idaho is, if you can't get to the Philippines, there's always Idaho.
That's right.
Yeah, but at least you guys are up in the woods. You know what I'm saying? In other
That's
words, the
true.
Beaver and the squirrel. And I'm talking about in the city. People are just doing these things.
Yeah, so, I don't think I'd do that.
So where do you live in Idaho?
I live in Pocatello.
And you got us on the webcast there, huh?
I do.
So what are you looking at, man? You just have you been watching since our show prep? Or?
No, we missed the first part of it.
Uh-huh.
But we're just kind of watching around the studio. It's kind of cool how you can go all the way around. And
isn't that? It's very cool technology. 360 degrees. You can see Crazy Craig.
Let me see if I can get it there.
Craig's the dark shirt. Yeah, that's Craig. And can you see my crew behind the glass, or are they kind of vague?
It's kind of vague through there, but the picture's really good.
Yeah, that's Chris, and Doug Jones is our web guy, and Janice. And Chris was the one giving the finger there just a moment ago.
Well,
all right, Brandon. Good to talk to you.
All right, bye.
Thanks very much.
You bet.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back on The Phil Hendry Show. Our webcast is on philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, to watch us and listen to us on The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, Phil Hendry.
With us is Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. I know that on late notice, we appreciate you being with us, Bobby. Ms. Dooley, are you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here.
I wanted to say I appreciate you being with us.
It is my pleasure.
In the last 48 hours, things have heated up there over a coming production of a Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Yes.
Can you tell us what the Parent Teacher Organization is doing?
Yes, Phil, thank you. A Christmas Carol obviously is one of the most endearing productions, and we are very interested in keeping A Christmas Carol fresh and relevant. We certainly don't want it to be offensive. I think we have seen the Republican Party try to turn toward things that are more positive. And so that's...
But specifically The Christmas Carol?
Well, we find it to be anti-Semitic. We think it portrays the handicap as ineffectual weaklings. I think it makes the poor look like imbeciles. It is a play about how corrupt a hardworking man with money is, how stupid his employees are. We really think it's outdated, and we are insisting through our parent-teacher organization and other teacher, parent-teacher organizations to have it changed to the copyright.
What is anti-Semitic about it?
The main character, Scrooge, is a Jew. Obviously, he is a odious personality.
Why is Scrooge is Jewish?
Yes.
How do you know?
I think it's a little obvious with the money grubbing and the money hungry angle that they are, and the name is unusual. It is not an Anglo-Saxon name. It is not a name. It is not Irish. It is so obviously a Jewish name.
All right, getting over to the handicapped as feckless, ineffectual weaklings.
Tiny Tim is made to look like a cripple. He is made to look like a weakling. He is made to look like a pathetic human being whose father has to carry him everywhere. He has this pathetic little crutch, and he's almost otherworldly. He's almost homosexual in his...
All right, I gotta explain that.
I'm sorry?
You have to explain Tiny Tim as homosexual.
I'm saying he's effeminate. They have effeminized him. The physically challenged are all kinds. They are black, they are white, they are African, they are Jamaican. They're all kinds of people. Tiny Tim doesn't have to be made to look like an effeminate weakling. There are a number of illnesses that affect the young, from juvenile diabetes to ADD, from other maladies that the young have. And so the parent-teacher organization of Western Estates would like to see something done about that.
All right, I'm talking here with Bobby Dooley, 1-800-449-8686, the president of the Western States Parent Teacher Organization. Ms. Dooley, with all due respect, over the last several years, we've seen people take Mark Twain out of libraries. We've heard them attack such classics as Huckleberry Finn, Moby Dick, timeless American classics such as Grapes of Wrath, etc. So what makes you think anybody is going to really want... I mean, people are sick of that. They're sick of that.
You know, Phil, the answer comes really from my husband, Steve. He can tell you. I'm very hard charging.
This is Steve Dooley. I think my wife's very hard charging.
I'm sorry, sir.
Is that Mr. Dooley?
Yes, Steve.
Hello, Mr. Henry. My name's Steve Dooley. My wife is she's very devoted to this.
Thank you. Phil, I'm very hard charging. I have a lot of energy. I am, how do I say this? What I want, I get. It wasn't more than 17 years ago, I saw a guy walking across campus. I was going to the University of Southern California, and I said, I want one of those. And I remember I was with my girlfriend, Ruth. It was Steve. And we were married in Mexico. We were married in Tijuana 6 months later. So I have always gotten what I wanted. And I want this. This is something that I want. Steve, can you...
Well, my wife, I'm full-time with my business. And so my wife, I want her to have something to do.
And I want to do this. I want to have a Christmas Carol banned from our community theater this weekend. And eventually I'd like to have the copyright changed so we can change the very content of it. Because I'm just... I don't know. I'm just a real go-getter.
Bobby Dooley is with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. She's the president of the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization. Her organization has labeled the Charles Dickens novel, A Christmas Carol, anti-Semitic, anti-handicap, anti-poor, and also anti-capitalist, as it seeks to make all of those people in the play look bad, the handicapped person, the capitalist, and you want to change the wording of A Christmas Carol? You want to change the actual text?
Absolutely, Phil.
Now, let me tell you what you're up against. You're up against thousands, if not millions, of Charles Dickens fans who wouldn't want to see one word of his writing changed.
You know something, Phil? My husband said that.
No, but you understand what I'm talking about. You're up against thousands, if not millions, of Charles Dickens fans who would not want to see one word changed.
I understand that.
What would you respond to that?
I would respond to that, I think, the way my husband would respond to that. when this girl gets going, look out. I'm very, very headstrong. I'm a real go-getter. I finished in the top five of my class. I was the head of our Yale team at University of Southern California. I have been the president of our Guardgate redecoration committee for 4 years running. I have been the president of our homeowners association, and I'm the president of our PTO. And I know my husband loves to say to people, honey,
she's a go-getter, miss.
He really does. He loves to say to people that what this girl wants, she gets. So
I would have bet against her.
You know, that's just it. I really, you know, Phil, you only really need to tell me once, okay, you can bring a horse to water, okay? And I've always believed...
You can bring a horse to water what?
Well, what I'm saying is you can, it's the old saying about, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Do you think, you guys listening, is the Charles, is A Christmas Carol anti-Semitic? Is it a play that is anti-poor? Specifically, when you say that it's anti-working man, what is that?
The character of Bob Cratchit, who is the worker of Scrooge, he is made to look like an imbecile who doesn't know enough to bring gloves to work, who doesn't know how to build a fire. He sits and warms his hand on a candle. I mean, sweet Christ, how stupid do we want to make these people look? You could bring a horse to water, Phil. You can't make him swim. And so many of the people who are involved in the production of these books and these so-called American classics are foisting upon our children retrograde and revisionist views of working people, of the capitalist people, and of all people. We are sick of that. Scrooge is anti-Semitic and anti-poor, anti-working man, and we want to see it changed.
Do you, Ms. Dooley, I'm really trying to hear you here.
No, I understand there are many people like you who are romantically tied to it. I'm not. I'm different. I look at things just a little bit differently.
She's a go-getter, Mr. Henry.
I just, when I get onto something, I'm like, wow. You know, people are just amazed. They can't hold me back.
All right. If it's not going to be called Scrooge, what's it going to be called?
We have written a letter to Condoleezza Rice, but the suggestion is that...
Why to Condoleezza Rice?
Because we want Ms. Rice to understand what it is we're talking about. We want her to know that as a Negro American, we're looking out for her rights. This is the 20th century, Phil. I think all of us need to wake up. But our suggestion is Old Mr. Jones is what we want to call it.
You want to call A Christmas Carol Old Mr. Jones?
No, we want to call the character.
Okay, the character is Old Mr. Jones, making him what, Anglo-Saxon?
It's Anglo-Saxon. It does not offend African Americans or the Jewish, because I'm very offended. Now, the letter that we have written to Connie Rice says, and I quote, Dear Ms. Rice, this is to inform you that Roberta Dooley is the one to implement the changes in A Christmas Carol, and to please contact her on account you're black, and I'm sure you understand. We also said we prefer she wait until after the holiday season with hosting duties. So we don't want her to get involved with anything other than what we have on our agenda right now. Mm-hmm.
All right. Bobby Dooley with us. Is A Christmas Carol anti-Semitic? Is A Christmas Carol anti-black? Is it anti-poor? Is it anti-Jewish? They're seeking to stop a production of it. And I just think that at some point, something, a line has to be drawn somewhere. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Because to say, for instance, that instead of being a cripple, Tiny Tim needs to... Ms. Dooley, I just want to be clear. What are you offended about Tiny Tim?
Well, he's a cripple. Just as you said, he's a cripple. And he looks like a retard. And they have him limping around like some cripple and retard. Why don't they give him ADD? Huh?
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Should Tiny Tim have ADD? This is a political correctness run amok. However, Ms. Dooley is saying since the Trent Lott affair, we do need to change and we do need to wake up. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about changing a Christmas carol. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
But when I go after things, I really go after them.
All right, Bobby, sorry, Bobby, we're back on the air. 1-800-449-8686. Roberta Dooley, Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. You have lobbied to shut down a community theater production of A Christmas Carol. You feel it's anti-Semitic.
We feel the time is right now, Phil, to do this because Trent Lott has shown us that insensitivity and racism has no place in our country. And it is obvious to us that
what is insensitive and racist about A Christmas Carol?
Phil, first of all, the most glaring deficiency in A Christmas Carol is it depicts a family of white people who are going through grueling poverty. This is entirely unrelatable to modern audiences. The only people who suffer that kind of grueling poverty anymore are African American, Hispanic, and other people of color. So to say that this is, you know, A Christmas Carol, and here's the story of a poor white family, completely and utterly makes it unrelatable. Secondly, the fact that Scrooge is a caricature of a hook-nosed Jew, a glaring sheeny, with a...
I don't like the word sheeny.
But I'm saying that this is what Dickens wrote about. Dickens was blatantly anti-Semitic, hated everything Jewish, and so he wrote about...
I don't know that that's true either.
Well, you know...
My wife gets going. She knows what to do.
I understand about your wife being a go-getter, sir. Is that Mr. Dooley?
Yes, sir.
I understand your wife's a go-getter, okay?
When she puts her mind to something...
I just really, when I put my mind to something...
No, I understand when you put your mind to something, you really got it going on. But you're using the word sheeny, and you're calling Charles Dickens an anti-Semite.
Phil, he is. Modern audiences need to see people of other nationalities, other than whites, with drug problems, criminal records, and bad complexion. When young white kids get sickly and crippled, they go to the hospital and get help. So Tiny Tim is just not a believable character.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Roberta Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I have children myself, teenagers, young teens, and that I just believe that, you know, we have a war looming on the horizon. We have drugs gone rampant.
Absolutely.
And this is just another sign of political correctness just gone totally out of control.
But did you hear about Trent Lott? Did you hear about Trent Lott?
Of course.
Okay. Did you hear about it?
Well, yes. I live in the South.
He called a man a nigger.
I live in the South.
All right. We cannot have...
Trent Lott did not do that.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
No, he did not.
Well, he said something racist or racial about Strom Thurmond nigger. I don't know.
You have children?
Yes, I have three sons. Yes, I do.
Oh, and this is all you got to do with your life?
Robert, we are trying to make our society, as President Bush has said, all-inclusive.
Uh-huh.
Almost like a vacation in Mexico. Have you ever been to an all-inclusive vacation in Mexico?
I'm retired military.
Okay.
I've been everywhere in the world.
All right. Well, they give you all-inclusive, which means they pay for your meals,
yes.
your liquor, everything. We want to make America an all-inclusive buffet where all races can sit and have a wristband. And... For Trent Lott,
would you like us to tattoo a number on our arm somewhere? How far do you want to go with this?
I think Robert's making allusion to concentration camps, and I couldn't agree more. And
oh, my God. I'm talking about building an American utopia, an America that is egalitarian. Trent Lott got up in front of a bunch of people and said,
Were you there?
I'm sorry?
Were you there?
The gentleman asked, were you there?
I heard about it on the Fox report.
I'm sure everything there is absolutely true.
The Fox News didn't have that. Trent Lott didn't call anybody the N-word. He said that he admired Strom Thurmond, who was a segregationist back in 1948. Look, the point here is that you have said...
My point is I think she got to go back to taking care of her kids. And don't include my children in your plans. My utopia is under my roof. I don't need you to do it for me.
Well, that's fine, Robert, but I really don't think you or your children should be reading an anti-Semitic tome like Christmas Carol.
Well, my children are smart enough to know what they're reading.
Well, I don't think that's really the case, but okay.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Oh. Why isn't that the case?
He's from Arkansas.
I'm sorry?
He's from Arkansas.
1-800-449-8686. This is Ernie. Ernie, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to give my opinion. That woman is talking. I don't even remember her name. But she's
my name's Roberta.
Idiot.
I'm Bobby Dooley.
Hello.
Hey, Ernie, turn your radio down, brother. I think that's what's maybe missing.
No, I don't even have a radio. I'm in a coffee shop here on my cell phone. I got a weak signal.
Oh, I got you. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, this is Bobby Dooley, Ernie. I don't know, have you ever read The Christmas Carol?
Yes, I read it, and I think it's a very moralistic tale, and it's a story about good winning over evil. And if you don't like that story, then you write your own damn book. Leave that one alone.
Well, if your children read Christmas Carol, the next thing you know, they'll be slicing up Jews with a chainsaw. And
come on.
That is absolutely true.
Find it very hard to believe that you could ever graduate in the top fourth of your class. And you mentioned all of these leadership roles you have, and there wasn't one leadership role in there. President of the Homeowners Association, please. How prestigious is that?
We are in charge of 150. We just redesigned our guard shack.
Wow. I'm so impressed.
Well,
leave Charles Dickens' writings alone. If you don't like the book, write your own damn book.
Well, you know what?
And see if that becomes a bestseller or a classic like his has, okay?
Okay, sir, but just remember, next thing you'll hear is vroom, vroom. That's a chainsaw cutting up Jewish people.
What are you, nuts? A Christmas Carol?
We just don't like the use of the N-word in A Christmas Carol, where he refers to all those N-words down there.
Who does?
Scrooge.
Scrooge?
Yeah, he comes to the witnesses.
Good luck
all you neighbors, get out of here.
You know, after a while, you know, he almost sounds like
an idiot.
You know.
Yeah.
When you argue with her wallet in the mud with the pig arguing, pretty soon you get the idea they enjoy that.
That's very colorful.
Yeah.
Ernie, I like that. Thank you, pal, for calling our
show. Okay, I don't want to talk to her anymore.
That's all right. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. They use the N-word in A Christmas Carol.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And now, Phil Hendry.
Liquid butter, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and your husband Steve, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Phil. People call me Bobby.
All right, but Roberta Dooley is the name you sent to the letter. A letter to Condoleezza Rice saying that you were shocked that A Christmas Carol leaves out African Americans, and that indeed A Christmas Carol is what you call an erroneous account of poor America, because there are no blacks. It is a poor white family. And you say that isn't possible on account of whites have more money than blacks. Isn't that what you said?
That's what I wrote, yes.
All right, 1-800. So the Cratchit family doesn't exist.
The Cratchit family, way back in the olden days.
The Cratchit family, Phil, is a white family. And they don't have enough to eat. Only the black Negro American doesn't have enough to eat in the country today.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Sean. Sean, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Good.
I was wanting to know if the lady was predicting any other carols that she didn't like, because Christmas carols and stuff like that. I was wondering if there's any other Christmas time stories that she didn't really find suitable for the younger generation.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Is there just something about this one that you don't like? I mean,
well, she's been explaining it, Sean, so why don't you get to your point?
My point is that I watched a few movies like Baby Boy, Boys in the Hood that really predict.
Those are really good movies. They show how it is for the black.
They're awful. They're awful
no,
movies.
Why are they awful? Because why?
Because there's killings and
but that's how it
and
is.
Stuff like that.
And they show white people in A Christmas Carol all crippled up. I've never, ever seen a little white boy on a wooden crutch riding on his father's shoulder. That's what?
Yeah, that's really weird.
I never saw that.
You've never?
No.
Are you saying white people can't get sick and be like that?
Well, I've never seen a little white boy come hobbling down the street and say, "Father, Father, I like it when the snow glistens like that," in a very effeminate way.
Can't this just be a fictionalized account of a struggling family? What do you mean you've never seen a little white boy hobble down the street?
I haven't. And I think Dickens continues to misserve our minority community. Additionally, the way Jews are shown, the way Southerners, sir, and you sound by your accent like you're from the South.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Southern people are just absolutely insulted in A Christmas Carol.
How are Southern people insulted?
The man who gets the goose,
the little boy goes to the man who sells the goose, "Oh, you should send the goose over," and he goes, I don't know what in hell you're saying, you know. He's a dumbass from Arkansas.
Who is?
The man with the goose. The other thing about whites is they take a lot more vitamins, so they don't get sick as much. The Flintstone vitamin was pushed in the white market, you see.
I've never found the Christmas Carol to be offensive to me, ma'am.
The Southerner is depicted in the most debilitating manner. The stupid Charles Jacob Marley, who is the ghost that comes to Scrooge, is Southern. Say Scrooge. Steve doesn't really do Jacob Marley.
Say Scrooge. Y'all better not do the business bad.
See what I'm saying?
You're talking about a timeless classic. There's no way you can change a timeless classic like that. If you don't like it, then just don't watch it, hon.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want to change it for the betterment of all of us, so that Southerners are not insulted, so that African-Americans are not insulted, so that Jews are not insulted, and so that crippled retards are not insulted. We've got more retards running around here, and the minute they get wind of the fact that people are making fun of them, then we're going to have hell to pay. Have you ever gotten into a wrestling match with one of them?
All right, get out of here.
What?
What do you mean, what? Jennifer, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, I am a teacher, and I see and I teach children every day that their parents struggle to put food on their table. And this year, they're looking towards having a Christmas very sad and very drear.
And they're black.
No, they are not. They are white, ma'am. They are as white as the people in that Christmas carol.
Okay.
And I understand that it's... And you need to understand that it was set in England.
Mm-hmm.
That is why there are no African Americans in that story.
I was in London. I saw a Negro in London.
At that time in the history of Great Britain, the British Empire had not yet collapsed to the point where their African subjects were moving back to the British Isle.
Well, what kind of gobbledygook is that?
It's
history.
That's a bunch of... There's Negroes in England. I seen one.
There is now, yes. But at that time, there was not as many as there are now.
Mm. Well, you know what?
And second of all, this story is can be adapted to any culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the people. It's not the characters. It's just the lesson.
Can I ask you as a teacher?
It has been adapted for television.
Can I ask
where there's an African-American Scrooge.
Can I ask you as a teacher?
Yes,
why
go ahead.
Why is Jacob Marley depicted as a dumb Southerner?
As far as I remember, he's not. He is coming back to teach a lesson.
Yeah.
He's coming back to help his friends.
Yeah, he was the dumb one that died, and he was from something like Texas.
What?
He
it's in
not.
England. It wasn't Texas.
Y'all, Scrooge, y'all better be better.
Oh, who was that? Is that your husband?
Yes.
Mr. Dooley, I never heard Jacob Marley use the phrase y'all. Never in all of the theatrical adaptions of this. Now, I have to say, I've never read it. It's a long, and have you read it, Jennifer? You being a teacher, I'm sure you have.
I have read it.
Okay,
yes.
It's a long.
And I do not remember anywhere in there introducing him as someone from Texas. I don't know, I don't understand where you've gotten that from.
Jacob Marley, you don't.
No, they never said that Scrooge's ex-partner, originally from Texas.
I don't remember that at all.
I'm a mother, and I know that you're a teacher, Jennifer, and we want the same things.
I don't think we do, ma'am, no.
The poor white kids in your class, are their parents married to black men?
No, they're not.
Are their mothers married to black men? Are you sure?
No.
Why?
Yes,
why
I'm sure. I saw them today at a Christmas play, and they are a very loving family. And they struggle every day. And I'm not just talking about one family.
Well, Jennifer, what I'm worried about with the depiction of Tiny Tim, a lot of the retards, and what I mean are the mentally challenged, I just don't want to see a mob of tards hobbling down Main Street, leg braces raised high, leaving a trail of drool, coming to kill all the two-leggers. What?
I think that just about ended that bit.
What did?
A trail of drool coming to kill all the two-leggers. That's marvelous. Okay.
Y'all, Scrooge better...
Oh, shut up. Jacob Marley's from Texas. 1-800-449-8686. Read A Christmas Carol. It's actually a very interesting read, but I don't know whether or not you're going to want to watch it anymore, especially if that Marley cat turns up to be from Texas. It's The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind.
And now, it's the Bob Heffley Show, filling in for Ron Ruiz on KJAA.
Bells ring, are you listening?
In the lane, God.
A beautiful sight, we're happy.
Okay, I'm Bob Heffley, I'm filling in for Ron Ruiz tonight. You got a little better in the weather, and I'm going to... I had my house, and I didn't know that I had a fill-in tonight.
He's singing a song as we
okay, it's 11 minutes after the hour, and the temperature outside is about 10 degrees. I'm going to go over now, talk to Rick Rundell in the news center.
Thank you very much, Bob. Here is the news. Americans deeply confused over just about every aspect of smallpox, including the risks of vaccination. In other news, tonight here in the Lettuce Valley, high winds have toppled a tent at a Christian charity event, crushing six people. And the downtown Lettuceville Community Center will be open tonight for people to dry out. This is Bob Jenkins, KJAA News.
And pretend that he's a Santa Claus.
Okay, thanks a lot. Brick. My name is Bob Hurley. Remember, guess what's going to happen tonight? Guess what? I remember. We're going to have Santa Claus in. So that's going to be coming up in a minute. Santa Claus will be here on the Rick, on the Ron, Richard, Rick, Ray, Roy Ruiz show. And he's sick, and I'm filling in Bob Heffley.
Now the Blitzen Dasher dancing, Prince. JAA wants your Christmas tale. Tell us your heartwarming Christmas tale at 1-800-449-8686. You could win 150 CDs that we threw away because no one wants to listen to them anymore, and there isn't one hit record on them. Call us now.
Okay, this is another Christmas story.
My name is Bob Brown, and I am a Lettuceville native of 60 years. I found my wife dead in our garage, and naturally I was shocked and saddened. But KJAA delivered a basket full of canned goods, and now I feel on top of the world. I might even bury my wife sometime this week. As it is, I've left her here in the garage, and I walk out every now and again with a can of Hormel and a fork just to make sure she's all right.
Call us with your Christmas story at here. KJAA. Okay, we're going to get Santa Claus on the phone now. Ho, Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! Thank you, Rick Ruiz, for having me on your show.
Well, I'm not Rick Ruiz. I'm Bob Bemberly. Bob Heverly.
Okay, where's Rick?
Rick got sick tonight, and they called me in to fill in for him.
Uh-huh. I understood that it would be Rick Ruiz.
No, I'm not.
And what's your name?
I'm sorry?
What is your name, sir?
I'm Bob Heverly.
Bob Neverland.
Bob Heverly.
Well, this is unusual. Are we on the air now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we are. Well, all right, Bob. This is Santa Claus.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We'll play a record, and then we'll come back with little kids will...
Call in,
and I'll...
Listen to what they have to say.
Listen to what I have to say, and we'll talk...
To Santa Claus.
To Santa Claus.
Jesus. I didn't mean to say...
Oh, I'm sorry. KJAA.
The KJAA Christmas Fund is getting bigger.
Ooh, look at that.
That's right. It's rising and rocketing and helping all the poor people in Lettuceville. If you'd like to donate to the KJAA Christmas Fund, send us your name, address, telephone number, the date and place and state and country you were born in, all pertinent information related to health, diabetes, rash, have you ever traveled to a third world country, and we'll put your name in the hopper.
Hi, my name is Melvin Pell. I work at the Bell Pell Salt Shoe Factory. And I gave $100 to the Bob Barley Show early morning because he cracks my ass up with half that crap he does.
Bob Barley, he'll help us out, too, with our Christmas drive.
Okay, listen to Bob Barley every morning, 6 to 10 here. I'm sorry.
Yes, Santa Claus here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Santa.
Ho, 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 ho. Have a little kid call up.
Okay, you kid, call up.
My name is Tom Trainer.
Hello, Tom.
I'm Bob Heverly.
I was wondering if I could get, Grand Theft Auto 3, Hitman 2, and I'd also like, some of the, Dragon Ball Z videos.
Why, of course I'll bring them to you.
Well, my mom says that we can sue you if you don't.
Is that true? Technically, if you do...
You shut up.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're supposed to now that you said you will, and we can sue KJAA and whoever this freak imposter is, you queer.
Okay, Santa Claus.
Look, I'm hanging up. When Rick Ruiz gets in, have him call me, okay?
Okay, I'll have him call Santa Claus.
No, not Santa Claus.
My name is Tom Trial.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
What?
I'm sorry. Can you ask the Santa Claus?
Yes, I'll be Santa Claus. What's your question?
Do you ever give it to Mrs. Claus in the behind? Huh? Did you ever do that? Did you ever give it to Mrs. Claus in the buttle area? Huh? Yellow. Okay, I'm Bob Heberle, and this is the Rick Ruiz Show. Thank you for listening to me. This is what happened. I was drinking too much. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, that's great. Bob, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Bob, this is Jay Morgan, the general manager.
Of what?
Of the radio station you're on right now.
Okay, I remember you.
Oh, you do? You? That's good, because I hired you. Look, get off the air, have Tom come in and run some tape.
Okay.
You did fine. I'm sorry they called you in when you were drinking.
Okay, I'll leave now then.
Right. Have him come in, though.
Hey, John, run some tape.
Christ.
Okay, say you gotta run tape.
Hi, Tom Fitzgibbons.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jay Morgan.
Yes, sir.
Run some tape, okay? This guy's sauced.
Alrighty. Alright, there'll be more on the Phil Hendry Show coming up in just a few minutes.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist. Now, Phil Hendry.
Don Berman from Channel 19 is with us. Don, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very, very, very well, and a Merry Christmas to you and to your entire family.
Well, I know that you guys at Channel 19 will be tracking Santa's sleigh this year.
Indeed we will.
And this is a little bit something different. I know that NORAD had a site to track Santa's sleigh, but Channel 19 will be tracking the sleigh for kids in Southern California, right?
And for children all over the web, Phil, Channel 19's Action News, which not only includes myself, Don Berman, but also Frank Aspen on sports, Donna Cruz does her Up With People segment, and Goldie Showers with the weather. And this year, we are going to be tracking Santa's sleigh, but Santa is taking a year off, Phil. And we're very, very happy to say that we're going to give Santa Claus a year off, and as part of the Channel 19 Action News Inclusion Program, we are going to have Muhammad taking his place in the sleigh, and he will deliver the gifts.
Muhammad, the prophet of Islam.
Muhammad, who, for the children listening to your program right now, is very important to the Muslim people. He is the man that the Muslim people have, just as Santa Claus is the man that the Christian people have. And what Channel 19's Action News is doing is really what I think many agencies and many newsrooms across the country have been doing, including all religions, Phil, under an umbrella of inclusion and diversity, so that we can offset the negativity and the hate and the horror that has been perpetrated by so many in the name of Islam.
So when the kids track Santa's sleigh on your website,
yes,
they will be seeing Muhammad, the prophet, sitting there in the sleigh.
We're giving Santa Claus the year off, and we are saying to all children, Muslim children and Christian children, that there is no difference between Santa Claus and Muhammad, that Muhammad wants for children the very same things that Santa Claus wants, and he'll be delivering gifts this year. It's part of our Action News inclusion coverage. We don't leave behind anyone. We don't leave anyone out. We don't leave anyone behind. We're KGB Action News 19 in Los Angeles. And this is our way of showing children that Christmas is meant for Muslims, too.
Are you doing this because there has been so much bad blood between Muslim countries and our own country?
Phil, we are, Phil, but because we show our Muslim friends that we don't hate them. We do
not hate our Muslim friends. And Santa trusts Muhammad to drive his sleigh. And I speak again to the little children, Phil. Remember that when we give Santa Claus the year off, or the day off, and really we're giving him the year off, Santa trusts Muhammad to drive his sleigh. Muhammad belongs in Santa's sleigh, and all of the Muslims belong on Santa's sleigh.
What, well, that peaceful religion stuff, the Muslim terrorist, what do you tell children about that? And again, I know you're talking to the kids, but talk to me as an adult, okay?
Well, Phil, we tell the children that Santa Claus loves everyone, even the terrorist children, because Santa loves terrorists, too. Remember, Phil, the words of old Saint Nick. When he said, wherever two or more of you are gathered, I am there, too. Santa loves Muhammad and all of the Muhammad people. And
well, if this is inclusiveness, doesn't it not threaten to ruin Christmas? When you've got Santa...
How would it do that?
When you've got Santa Claus taking the year off and you have Muhammad riding the sleigh...
The need right now, Phil, is to show people that the Muslim Muhammad people are... They're part of Christmas, too. And everybody can partake. As part of the Channel 19 Action News Inclusion coverage, with Frank Aspen on sports and...
Yeah, Donna DeCruz on Up Yours and Goldie Showers.
With the weather.
Right. I'm talking with Don Berman, Channel 19 Action News. They are going to be having Muhammad in Santa's sleigh this year as a way of showing children, you know, Muhammad, Santa, what's the difference?
And also to show Muhammad children this. You have to understand, Phil, that we have thousands of Muslim children in this country who have been brainwashed into thinking that Santa Claus isn't for them. And what we do at Channel 19 Action News is we show the Muslim children Santa Claus is very much for you. And Santa Claus is friends with Muhammad. They are good friends and they speak often. And when Santa asks Muhammad to drive his sleigh, Santa can sleep peacefully knowing that Muhammad is not going to drop bombs from it. He's not going to fly Santa's sleigh into the World Trade Center. And I think that was part of the fear that a lot of the people here had at the newsroom, that if we put Muhammad in the sleigh, the children are afraid that he's going to fly it into the Empire State Building. And that is not the case. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer will not fly directly into the Sears Tower. No. We're going to have a wonderful Christmas, and Muhammad will be flying.
The sleigh.
The sleigh.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about inclusion. Channel 19's Action News is involved in an inclusion coverage where they are going to have a website tracking the flight of Santa's sleigh, only instead of Santa being in the sleigh, it will be Muhammad, who is the prophet of the Islamic religion, to show that both Muhammad and Santa Claus, as you say, Don, are very good friends.
That is the truth. Absolutely. And we're excited about that.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Now, look, you and I both know that Muhammad and Santa Claus probably have never met. You and I both know that Muhammad and Santa Claus have nothing in common. And you and I both know that the American people may not think kindly of having Muhammad flying Santa Claus's sleigh. So when we speak as adults here for just a few minutes, where do you get off making Muhammad a guy?
Well, we're not speaking to adults, Phil. We're speaking to children. Children are the people that we start with in this society to teach them to build a better world. You may not believe that Muhammad and Santa Claus are good friends, and I may not, but our children do. And remember again that the Muslim people have Muhammad and the Christian people have Santa Claus. Why can't Santa and Muhammad be friends? When Santa Claus gives his life for us every year, when he sacrifices his life and stands at the right hand of God, and our coverage, by the way, is sponsored by Muhammad's House of Falafel, which is on Bush Street in San Francisco. We have tied in every aspect of the Muslim, Muhammad, Arab, Arab community to make this as successful as we can.
What do you mean Santa Claus gives his life every year?
It is symbolic. Santa Claus sacrifices his life every year as Jesus Christ did. There's no difference between Santa Claus dropping to the floor exhausted in his workshop and Jesus hanging nailed from a cross. Both of them gave their lives so that we may have better lives. It's time now for Muhammad to pitch in. It's time for Buddha to pitch in. It's time for all of them to pitch in, because Santa works himself to death every year. To death. And Jesus was nailed to a cross. What's Muhammad kicked in? All he does is, I don't know what he does. Is he dead? Is he alive? We don't know. How about putting him to work?
Man, you are...
But we're very, very serious about this, Phil. On the Channel 19 Action News team, we have fanned out into the community, and we've gotten stories about Christmas that are just amazing. Frank Aspen on sports, Donna DeCruz with Up With People, Goldie Showers with the weather. All of us have been trying very desperately to bring this inclusion coverage to you, and we're topping it off with Muhammad flying the sleigh so that maybe he can do something for a change. Maybe Muhammad can do something just as a nice break from routine, just so I don't have to see Jesus hanging from a cross all the time and Santa Claus dropping into the snow, staggering out of the workshop and dropping face down into the snow, exhausted from all the God-loving toys that he makes every year. Don Berman, Channel 19 News.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Do you believe that Muhammad is part of an inclusion? You can do anything you want. You can do anything you want.
That's the smartest thing you've said tonight.
You can do anything you want, but I don't know that any kid is going to buy Muhammad flying the sleigh.
Well, he's got to do something. I don't care what it is. Jesus got nailed to a cross. Santa Claus staggers out of his workshop with no shirt on and collapses into the snow with steam coming off of his body after washing his ass off in the workshop. What did Muhammad do? I'll tell you what he did. A big zero. Nothing. Nada. Nothing. He's done nothing. Jesus Christ gave his life for his fellow man, but Muhammad has done nothing. He heals nothing. He heals no one. And Santa Claus symbolically sacrifices his... I wouldn't be surprised, Phil, if this year Santa Claus didn't fly his sleigh right into the Sears Tower. That's how disgusted I would be were I Santa Claus.
Well, I think anger is probably not the thing.
I don't want to be angry either, but I'm telling you, I don't like not being taken seriously.
All right, I appreciate that. I think anger is something we want to keep away from Christmas.
Absolutely, Phil. For the children. For the children.
Absolutely for the children. But to say you want Santa to fly his sleigh into the Sears Tower...
Well, he has gotten no appreciation. He has gotten no thanks. They didn't nail Muhammad to a cross. Muhammad sat on his fat Arab ass. And you know, when the elves find Santa frozen blue out in the snow, they drag him in by his suspenders and try to defrost him. And then they lay him up against the brick wall and heat him up while they eat.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Don Berman from the Channel 19 Action Newsroom saying some very pointed things here. Muhammad has done absolutely nothing to earn our respect around Christmas time. Jesus got nailed to a cross, and Santa symbolically gives his life. So Channel 19 this year will be showing Muhammad flying Santa Claus's sleigh instead of Santa so that Muhammad can get out and do something for a change. And they call this all-inclusive coverage. They call this something that helps diversity. What do you think about your kid logging onto a website and seeing Muhammad flying Santa's sleigh instead of Santa Claus? Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens. And now, Phil Hendry.
The Channel 19 Action News team. We have Frank Aspen on sports. We have Donna DeCruz.
I know exactly who you got, Frank Aspen, Donna DeCruz, and you got Goldie Showers on weather.
We are the Channel 19 Action News team, and we're trying to get an all-inclusive aspect to Christmas. That's why Muhammad will fly the sleigh, and why Muhammad will do something for a change besides inspire people to fly, planes into buildings.
Well, this whole idea about the peaceful aspect of the Islamic religion, you seem to be undercutting by saying...
How so?
By saying that we're going to have Muhammad flying a sleigh so he's not out there telling people to fly planes into buildings.
Don't you think it's about time someone put him to work? Don't you think...
You're talking about a guy that's hundreds of years dead. What do you mean, don't I think it's time somebody put him to work? Somebody's religion here.
Well, it's someone's religion, is it?
Yes.
Well, if it's someone's religion, I got Jesus hanging from a cross, and I got Muhammad flying a 747. Now, one guy doesn't look like he's doing too hot.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, don't give me a hard time about Jesus. Santa taking a year off so that Muhammad can take his oily ass on a damn sleigh and drop off some toys. God damn! Do you understand what I'm saying?
I didn't mean to make you angry.
Well, you did. The Channel 19 Action News team with Frank Askren
and Donna DeCruz and Goldie. I want to ask you a question.
What?
What's with this Goldie Showers?
He's our weatherman. What about it?
Well, what's with the name?
Goldie Showers.
Yeah, what's with his name?
Goldie gets asked this all the time. What happened?
Yeah, I'll bet he does. What's with the name?
Can I answer?
Go ahead.
When Goldie was coming up in the weather business, his idol was Christopher Nance.
Uh-huh, the guy on Channel 4?
Yes, because Goldie is African-American and so is Christopher Nance. He wanted to be the top meteorologist in Los Angeles, and he's almost there. Our 10, 11, and 5 o'clock report is number two only to Channel 4's.
Okay.
Goldie admired Christopher Nance. The other thing that he wanted to do was to get a name like Dallas Rain. You remember Dallas Rain's on Channel 7?
Sure.
All right, Dallas Rains, it rains. Johnny Mountain, you know, you're up in a mountain and there's weather up there.
No, I understand the whole thing about the name of a weather name. But do you understand what I'm saying?
About the showers. It's rain.
Yeah, it's rain, is it, huh? Goldie Showers?
Yeah.
You don't get it?
No.
What's Goldie short for?
His given name is Golden.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm not following you.
So you're trying to tell me that you got a weatherman. His given name is Golden Showers.
Yeah.
And you don't get it.
Get what? He named himself after...
It's a sexual practice.
Say now, don't we learn a lot about you?
Now, hold on, don't go...
No, it's okay, go ahead, enlighten me. Tell me all about the sexual... What is it?
Never mind, man.
No, I want to know now. You're the one that brought it up, go ahead.
Never mind.
Go ahead! You pissed me off about Muhammad, now go ahead!
Golden Showers is some sick, perverted, and twisted thing having to do with bodily function.
That people do on each other?
Yes.
Jesus. You know, it's really funny. The fact that you know that really disgusts me. And the fact that you would bring it up in the middle of us talking about Christmas and Santa Claus and children absolutely disgusts me. You know something, Phil? I am glad you're not going to be flying Santa's sleigh this year.
Yeah, why is that?
You might pee on people. This is Don Berman.
Wait a minute.
Channel 19 News.
Wait a second. Berman! Unfreaking believable. I asked the guy a perfectly logical question about his weatherman's name. Oh, I didn't get it. What are you talking about? Huh? What? Goldie Showers. What's his full name? Golden? Why do you ask? Oh, so you hang up on me and now you call me back. Is that what we're doing?
No, I wanted to tell you, Phil.
No, you hung up on me. Now you're calling me back.
I wanted to tell you that we have a new weekend weather girl who is going to be filling in for Goldie.
Okay, you got a new weekend weather girl.
I wanted you to meet her. We're going to have lunch this weekend. Can you and Maria meet us?
You and your wife?
Yes, me and my wife and Brownie.
Is that the weather girl?
Yes, Brownie Dumpling. Okay, there's that another silence. Is there something wrong with that?
Berman, you can't be so pompous and fat and stupid as to not get that.
Get what?
Brownie Dumpling.
Yeah. Hello?
I'm here. You got Goldie Showers doing the weather on the week and Brownie Dumpling on the weekend and you don't get it?
You know, Henry, I'm going to hang up now. And
no, really, come on, Berman.
No, I'm going to hang up now. If your mind loves to reside in the sewer, good for you.
Come on, Berman.
No, I'm sorry.
Goldie Showers and Brownie Dumpling.
I'm sorry.
Well.
I'll have her. Do you want to have lunch or not?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to have Diana Rhea call you.
So if it...
All right, I'm leaving.
What happened?
Never mind. Because I just, you know, if he doesn't get it, he doesn't get it, man. So Goldie Showers does the weekday weather, and Brownie Dumpling does weekend weather, and her assistant is Diana Rhea. And there's Berman saying, oh, I don't know. What are you talking to me about it, huh? You know, I'm going to have Muhammad fly in a sleigh into the Sears Tower. That's super, man. That's just super. Well, there is one thing you can trust. You can trust the Phil Hendry website. Go to our website right now. Get the backstage pass. What you're missing is our webcast. We're showing our webcast today, and it's on our website. And all you have to do is go to philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, and you can get our backstage pass, and that'll show you the webcast. Now, like last year, is this going to be on demand, Doug? My webmaster is there, Doug Jones. So it'll be on demand. You guys can watch it anytime you want, but this is right now. It's live, baby. It's live. We'll be concluding this in about a half hour. That's 7 o'clock Pacific. To order our Best Of CD, call 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. That's for the Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2002 CD. And all of the money goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood. We appreciate your support. It goes to a fantastic cause. These kids come from all over America, and they reside on the streets of Hollywood. And my friend's place is a place that's a resource center, not a shelter, a resource center. Jobs, medical, clothes, phone calls, computers, counseling. That's what they do, and they do it well. Thank you. Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Making pot brownies.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
From high atop the Vegas Strip, right at the Four Corners here at the Bellagio Hotel, this is Judy Gads, there is a pick!
And I'm the professor. Today, you'll hear our picks for the National Football League.
That's right, fans, we'll have the picks scientifically selected here for Joe Dickhead and NFL pick.
Hold on. Thank you. I had to Heimlich the professor. Miami will be at Minnesota, 1:30 Saturday afternoon, as the National Football League starts taking over those Saturdays as college ball looks toward the bowl games.
Hey, Minnesota, Minnesota is not the football team it was a few years ago. Obviously, a team going the opposite direction. Miami with a big win over Oakland. Obviously, we've got Miami in this football game, but let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch the tucker by the toe. Is he always going to go? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. My mother told me to pick the famous one. That means you. I'm picking Minnesota.
Are you an idiot? Miami's gonna...
I'm picking Minnesota! I didn't have time to do the picks scientifically, so I buried my mother. They found her dead in her apartment. She'd been dead 7 months, so I had to put her in a Coleman and ship her home.
Philadelphia, Dallas, Professor. How do you see that one?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a sucker by the toe. He's always gonna go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, bottom of the toe. Me too. Choose not very best one and not meet you. Philly!
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot, huh? When you're telling me that Dallas is gonna win that game, you stupid redneck?
Well, that's a good point. Buffalo and Green Bay, up at Lambeau Field, on the ice, just the icy tundra of Lambeau beneath the steel gray skies of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Who do you like in this game, Professor?
I like Green Bay!
Green Bay Packers are on their way to the National Football League Super Bowl, probably. That's how damn good they are this year. Brett Favre is on top of his game. I don't think they can be beat either.
Detroit and Atlanta. Yes, the Detroit Lions, once again, the doormat of the National Football League. The doormat against the Atlanta Falcons. Dan Reeves will have another heart attack before they go to the Super Bowl.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch talking by the throat. It's always going to go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, my mother told me to pick the other and it's running out of you. I think Atlanta.
I agree, Atlanta will win. New Orleans at Cincinnati. New Orleans at Cincinnati Bengals, 1-13. It looks like the New Orleans with Jim Haslett should win that game, but here we go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch talking by the throat. It's always going to go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, my mother told me to pick the other and it's running. Cincinnati!
You're out of your mind. You're going to lose the business.
I'm back in Cincinnati.
You're nuts.
Cincinnati? Cincinnati, take the points! Take the points!
St. Louis and Seattle.
St. Louis.
Denver to Oakland. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Can you talk about it? Oakland. San Francisco to Arizona. Eeny, meeny, miny, oh, shut up. This is with Joe Dickens, NFL Picks for more. Listen to the Phil Henry Show. This all from Vegas.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, huh? Actually, eeny, meeny, miny, moe probably picked a few of those games right. Buffalo is not going to beat Green Bay. There's no way. Detroit, Atlanta should win that football game. New Orleans over Cincinnati. San Diego over KC. I think St. Louis in an upset over Seattle. Denver, Oakland, Denver, Oakland, Denver. Chicago at Carolina. It'll be Chicago. Houston, I think Washington will be Houston. Jets at, or the Giants at Indianapolis. That's going to be the Indianapolis Colts. Tennessee at Jacksonville, Tennessee, Cleveland at Baltimore. Let's call that football game a Baltimore Raven win. And the New York Jets at New England, the Patriots. So there's the picks for this weekend, the Phil Henry Show. Don't forget, you can check out our website at philhenryshow.com and get your last-minute Christmas shopping done, because I know you need to get, oh, I don't know, presents for whoever. Get them a bunch of Phil Henry CDs. Get them a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. Get them a Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. You can get all of our CDs going back to 97. It's a quick and easy way to get business done, and we ship as soon as we possibly can, so you have it there for Christmas. That's philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back on The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. You know, it's amazing. I can fire a guy. He keeps coming back, doesn't he?
What? I'm telling you about, I want to see, I want to hear something.
You want to hear, you want me to hear something?
Yeah, because I found out what this was, but I only have a soundtrack, if you listen to it.
What is this? This is a tape?
Yeah, here. Listen to this. Tell me what you think this is. Listen. It's amazing. You're not going to believe it.
All right. Let me see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, what do you think it is?
I don't know what that is. It's disgusting, though, whatever it is.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
I'm going to play it again. Listen. Just listen. It's amazing.
Okay, I'm going to listen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know.
It's an elf porn movie. It's a soundtrack to elf porn.
The soundtrack to elf porn?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what an elf porn soundtrack sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Ow. Ow.
Take it off. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Top 10 elf pickup lines. Number one, I'm down here. Number two, just because I got bells on my shoes doesn't mean I'm a sissy. Number three, I was once a lawn ornament for John Bon Jovi. Number four, I can get you off the naughty list.
Is this more crap that you found on the internet?
What?
Is this more crap that you found on the internet?
Number six, I'm a magical being. Take off your bra. Number seven, no, I don't bake cookies. You're thinking of those dorks over Keebler. Number eight, get a thimbleful of tequila in me and I turn into a wild man. Number nine, you look great in a Raggedy Ann wig. And number 10, I can eat my weight in cocktail wieners.
It still sucks, bud.
Really?
Yeah, really. Because it's all crap that you pulled off of the internet. So go pound it out your you-know-what. Get it out of here.
Asshole.
Yeah, that's right.
That's too bad.
Right. Jesus, I can't believe this guy. All of the things that I've done for him, and he...
Oh, yeah, oh.
Turn that elf porn off.
Just listen.
Come on, baby, you know you love it.
Can I have my tape back?
Take it out of here.
Touch my hat. Touch it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Our website, philhenryshow.com, and our Best of the Phil Henry Show CD for sale. I've got it right here on the website. You can check it out. It says world famous. We're going to play a track from it, too, just before we split for this hour, so you can hear some of the quality on this CD. It comes from the Best of stuff over the last year. We think it's very high-quality material, and it's only $20. You're getting two CDs for the price of one. $20, and the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Now let's go to people who are watching us on the web this afternoon in Lake Placid, New York. Anne, hi.
Hey there.
How are you?
Really good.
Is it snowing?
Oh, we've had a lot of snow for a while.
But yeah.
It's
just
rainy.
It's a cool thing to hear about, like upstate New York, Lake Placid with snow, because we're down here in no snow country.
Yeah, we've been cross-country skiing for at least a month.
Far out.
What are you showing us there?
So you're watching us on the web today?
Yeah.
What do you think?
You know, I was worried about watching, thinking it might ruin the show for me, but I got to tell you, it's really fun.
Yeah?
I'm liking it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just all I use is a phone. Just use the telephone, and people say, now, what kind of equipment do you have? Well, I got a telephone, man. That's the equipment that I got. You know?
I can't even see the phone. It looks just like you have a mic.
Well, the mic's in front of me right now. I'm holding my telephone up, and in about 30 seconds, because there's a 30-second delay, you'll see my little old white telephone that I use.
Oh,
and
okay.
See it? And that's it. And that and some sound effects like the elf porn.
The following material does...
Oh, wait a second. Well, we don't have that anymore. But oh, I don't want to play that. Yeah. But just little things here and there. We have CDs and stuff that sort of enhance all of it. But I'm glad you're liking it.
Yeah.
Are you at work?
Am I what?
Are you at work?
No, it's late here. I just got done with Christmas shopping. Had a glass of wine.
Y'all done?
And said... I'm seeing the phone. And said that we're just catching the last half hour here.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, you know what? We got it on demand so you can see the thing as much as you want.
Oh, great.
You can see it ad nauseum. It'll be on demand on the website no matter when you want it. Okay?
I'm catching the delayed cast. I see the phone.
That's fine. Cool. Thanks, Ann.
All right.
Bye.
Take care, Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too. You too. Merry Christmas. Margaret?
Yes, Phil. I already know. I've been listening, and I've been brushing up a couple of numbers. Lloyd's with me. Lloyd, darling?
Yes. It's Henry, Robert.
All right, hold on for a minute.
No, but I want to tell you.
Hold on for a minute.
That's all right, yesterday. Lloyd's here, Phil. Lloyd's here. And he'll help me sing the song. And I think we can do something good, right, Mr. Hall?
I think you can do some great good, because it'll liven up this rotten show of his.
Ike, what are you honestly telling me that I'm going to sit here and do a radiothon to raise money to kill Arafat?
Yes! That was your big disc jockey morning show bit idea. Now follow through on it.
Phil, can I say something, Phil?
What?
I think, if not $50 million, I think we can raise a fair amount of money. Lloyd, what do you want?
I want to say, Mr. Henry, that I think you're very courageous. I think Arafat is a piece of filth. The foe. God, I hate him so deeply. And I'd like to tell you that I'm proud of you.
There you go, Phil. You're really locking up that upper 70 demo, aren't you? Really getting that 75-plus demo.
Look, I didn't mean...
You didn't mean? Well, you got it now. Now raise the money.
Phil, it's going to be good. It's all right, Phil.
All right. What are we doing?
Lloyd and I are going to sing a beautiful, beautiful song. You know this one, Lloyd?
I do. I was out at the karaoke.
Hold on. I'll do it. Phil, let's kill Arafat. Come on, everyone. Dial 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd?
Say you, say me, say it's always.
Oh, my Christ. Hold on.
What happened?
He's down.
The old man down?
Yeah, apparently. Is he all right?
Lloyd, come on.
Sing it again, okay?
Sorry, I lost my footing. All right, Phil.
Say you...
Oh, not yet.
Not, tell him not yet.
Not yet, hon. I'll lead it off, Phil. Lloyd, just lay down.
I can see up your skirt with a...
Hold on.
What are you doing now?
He's looking up my skirt, Phil. If you you must know. You told me to lay down. I could see all the way up your poop deck. Give me the phone. Phil, I am very, very sorry.
Do you understand what's happening here? Do any of you understand what's happening here?
I understand. You opened your big mouth and said you could raise $50 million to give any guy the greased Arafat. Now we got to raise the money.
I was joking.
Bull crap. Go ahead, Margaret. Darling, it's going to be all right, Phil.
Okay, fine.
Good God, don't be angry at me. It was not my idea. I called in to think I thought I could help.
I'm sorry, Margaret.
I'm going to sing a song. Phil, I used to sing professionally. Don't worry. We'll get the money. I could look up your poop chute.
Would you get the phone away from him?
I got it. A lovely song. Let's kill Arafat. Let's call in with the money, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Say you, oh, say me. Say it for always. I'm sorry, Phil. Can we start again? Hello?
I'm right here.
Well, I'm sorry. I had a late lunch.
Where's the old man?
Lloydy, all right. I need to start higher, Eddie. Is the piano player there?
It's a recording.
All right. I'm going to start a little higher because my natural range is a soprano.
Yeah, right.
Say you, say me. That's much better. Say it for hours.
Stop.
What? I can see your taco.
Would you get him under control? What is so? You're a professional singer. Forget it, man. It ain't working. Yeah, hit that high note there, Margaret. Well, that's most of it. That's from our Best Of CD of the year 2002, CD World Famous. Pick it up. Here is Kirsten in Salt Lake City. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for watching our
webcast.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you at work?
It's working. It's a little, you know, pixely, but
it's kind of funky, especially if you throw it on full screen. It's wild.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I have my feet elevated because I had surgery, so I have to watch it from afar.
Do you see my behind me here to the left? I don't know if anybody sees my big head here, the big sun behind my head.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you can see that or not, but this is where we work. Behind me is a window. It's just pitch black out there.
Are you at ground level?
No, we are on the fifth floor, so down. I'm looking down on a parking garage just below me to the right.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Did you watch our show prep at all in the office?
I didn't.
Okay, that's
I'll
way
have to watch
down
that
the
later.
Hall. Yeah, you can check that out later on. So I'm sorry. What kind of surgery do you have?
Well, I had an ingrown toenail problem.
That is so lame.
I
are you
know.
Kidding
the
me?
Shots are
you,
worse
you let it get so
birth.
Bad you had
I'm
to have surgery.
Kidding.
You had to have surgery, huh?
Yes.
You know what I do? I just let it get infected and just let it run its course, man.
I would, but I'm a hairdresser and I have to use my feet.
I had an ingrown toenail problem. Margaret?
Yes, Phil. I already know. I've been listening.
Okay. Well, thanks, Kirsten. Bye. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Sean in Atlanta. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Very good, thanks.
Man, I am laughing my butt off today.
You having some good times here? Great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you're here.
And, you know, it's fascinating to watch you on the live webcast here. I'm just, I'm having a blast.
Hey, out of sight. We'll do it again next year. This is only the second time we've had one of these.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've been a member now for about 4 months.
Cool.
So
you know, do we still have our first webcast archived? Well, that's so. Now we'll have our second webcast. I wonder if I look any fatter or older. I'll have to see.
Well, I watched that yesterday.
Did you?
I watched the first part of it anyway.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, Laura came in and said hello. I guess. What do you think of that? Did you hear?
I didn't hear actually.
She heard. They found her mother dead.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Indeed. Yeah. Laura. And
weird,
where has she been? I mean, she's
Laura?
Not getting Christmas cards from her mom or what?
Well, I guess the Christmas cards were stacking up in the mailbox there for the last few months.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Hey, can you get the what's her name? that's on the line there? Can you get her to say hi to me?
Margaret?
Yes.
Margaret, honey, are you there?
I really don't want you to call me honey. You can call me anything you want. Don't call me honey. Don't patronize me.
Well, this is Sean in Atlanta.
Hello, Sean.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
I'm fine. Anyway,
a big
don't
man.
Ever pa- yeah, that's great. Don't ever patronize me. Don't, you know. Oh, my God, here's the filth again, isn't it?
It's some elf screwing movie.
Here comes the filth.
Yeah, apparently. Is he...
Oh, yeah.
All right, anyway, Sean, Merry Christmas, dude.